Slat die pad saam met Ruben Delmas op Groot FM
90.5. Okay, hoorie, dis 5 minute na 4 en ek moet vir seker nou vir jou groot verrassing. Wat is nou sulke tyd? I can only imagine die multi-platinum gospel treffer die die Christelike rockgroep Mercy Me het sedert dit in 2001 alreeds vrygestel is die harte van miljoene mense reg oor die wêreld verower. En nou gaan dit verder want 'n paar regisseurs van baie bekende films het kragte saamgespan om hierdie besonderse storie agter hierdie enkelsnit lewe te gee en op die groot skerm te sit en sodoende hoop te gee aan diegene wat dit nodig het. Nou ek moet vir sê dis my een reëse voorreg. We've got Bart Miller on the line joining us via Skype from Texas in the US of A. Bart, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh my word, it is such a privilege to speak to you, man. Are you doing well?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Ah, great stuff, man. It's early morning in the US of A, if I'm correct.
It's not too bad. It's just 9 a.m. I've already got my kids to school, so I'm in good shape.
Ah, awesome, man. Listen, Bart, let's dive right into it. The movie I Can Only Imagine. I mean, Archie, we just spoke now about the song 17 years old, and you've now decided to make the movie. What made you decide to do the movie?
Well, I wish I could say it was my idea, but I was approached about 8 years ago. A producer out of Hollywood, he heard me tell my story during a show, and she thought there might be a movie there, and we didn't believe her. We were like, okay, good luck with that. And so for about 5 years, she would call me about once or twice a year saying, hey, we haven't forgotten. We're still going to try to do this. And we had kind of moved on. We're like, okay, you know, whatever you think. And then it wasn't until about 3 years ago when the Irwin brothers got involved and scripts started taking shape. And I remember thinking, oh man, this is really going to happen. And even though I said yes, I started getting nervous because I, you know, was worried, am I emotionally and spiritually ready to kind of not only dig up this stuff from my past, but put it on a big screen as well. And you know, even though it feels like 8 years is a really long time, I swear it took every second of that 8 years to get me to a place where I was healthy enough to be able to kind of get behind the movie and
wow. And
enjoy watching it.
Oh, wow. Somebody said earlier, we actually went to preview the movie earlier, and somebody said the realness. I mean, it's not painted as you being this angel. There's such a realness about your real life and how it actually played off. Because, I mean, the movie is all about your life and your personal struggles as a young boy with an abusive dad and a mom that left. Tell us a little bit more about the movie. What can people expect from I Can Only Imagine?
Well, I appreciate you saying talking about the realness because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have faith-based films that are kind of like low-hanging fruit and they're,
yes,
you know, no disrespect to other movies, but we didn't want it to be a fluffy Christian film.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember telling them originally, like, man, if you can't show how bad my dad was in the beginning, it kind of dilutes the redemption story later on, which is the most important part. And you know, they did a great job of walking that line, you know, the fear here was that do we go so far and it becomes an R-rated movie in the U.S., which would be detrimental for a faith-based film.
Yes.
And they really kind of walked that line to show you know, to show how awful he was, but to keep it, you know, PG I was really thrilled with, you know, how imperfect the movie is. And it's not, you kind of assume, well, this is where they're going to sing Kumbaya and hold hands and it's all going to get better. But then there's several moments to where, no, it's like, and some of my favorite scenes are to where I don't react the way people think I should. Like when I go back and see my dad and I'm the one that's angry, like, you know, I'm looking for forgiveness and redemption, but I'm angry that it looks like my dad's changing and I didn't get the chance to be a savior, so to speak. And so there's little things like that that were very real. And I was just really grateful that the writers and the directors made sure to stick with that and not try to sugarcoat it, if you will.
Incredible. Bart, who should go and watch this movie?
Man, I think anyone should. I have 5 kids. My youngest is 7. And just from a personal standpoint, I wanted my kids to see, you know, to know the story and, you know, because I think they look at me a little differently, but I also want them to be able to understand who my dad was, but to also understand that this was the greatest and most important man in my life by the time he passed away. And you know, they hear me talk about the amazing person my dad was, but obviously I've never spent a ton of time talking about why he was so amazing, what he went through to get there. I think there's a reality to the movie that I think anybody should see it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I think, man, if if now more than ever, we live in a time where redemption and forgiveness is so important and so vital. And you know, it's, and there's something to this. It doesn't have an agenda. It's not about trying to shove the gospel or shove Jesus down anybody's throat. Mm. This happens to be a true story about a man whose life was changed by the gospel. He could have been changed by anything, but this so happens to be what changed him, and what literally changed the trajectory of my life forever. Yeah. Was that, you know, the gospel changed him. That means the gospel could change anybody. And it's the reason that 24 years later, I'm still writing songs and making music about it. And so I think the story of redemption is important enough that anybody should go see it if they get the chance.
Amazing. There's a part in the movie where you get interviewed by someone and they asked you the question. They said, how long did it take you to write this song? And you answered by saying it took you 5 minutes. And the punchline next to that, that's the one thing that got to me. She answered and she said, no, sir, it didn't take you 5 minutes. It took you your whole life, which is incredible. I cannot wait for everybody to see this movie, Bart. Lastly, before I go, I want to ask you, what advice do you have for kids growing up with abusive parents?
My advice to really anyone that sees the movie, because what we've learned is that as many people that have gone through abuse, I feel like we've heard from as many parents or people that were the ones that were being abusive that have seen the movie and have seen a change. And man, I would say that, you know, for anyone that goes to see it, I think that we all have people in our lives that we think that are out of the reach of God's grace, and we just kind of write them off like there's no hope for them. And maybe we think that way of ourselves. And, you know, and I think this movie is testament that, man, as long as there's breath in our lungs, our story is still being written.
Yes.
Wow. And we have no reason to assume anything that, well, this is just the way it's going to play out. Because if you would have asked me, who's the one guy that God cannot reach? I would have said my dad 100 times out of 100. But here we are talking about this man whose life has completely changed and changed others because of it. And so, you know, that's, as long as we're breathing, we have reason to hope. And you know, if we lose hope, then we're in trouble. But you know, we shouldn't assume it about ourselves or anyone else, because you never know. Everyone's within reach of the grace of God. And so that'd be the biggest thing is, man, don't write this off. The story's not over. Don't sell yourself short or sell your life short thinking you know how it's going to play out, because we don't. And that's the adventure of every second that we breathe, is knowing there's always a chance.
Oh my word, this is incredible. Bart, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. The movie is starting to show in South Africa from tomorrow onwards, and I can guarantee you now it's going to be a huge movie here in South Africa. So thank you so much. I think there's so many people that can relate to your story, and we really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us this afternoon, or this morning in your case. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Yeah, next time let's shake hands in person. We come play in South Africa.
It would be awesome. Thank you so much, Bart.
All right, take care.
Keep well. Cheers.
You too.
All right. Kan jy glo Bart Miller van Mercy Me, al die pad uit Amerika uit, wat met ons op Skype gesels het. Dames en here, die film begin môre in verskeie sterk in die korteaters landwyd te wys. Hoor gou vir my. Ek sê nou vir jou, dit is een film wat jy nie kan bekostig om te mis nie. I can only imagine van môre af in filmteaters sterk in die filmteaters landwyd. Hier is hy nou vanaf die film Mercy Me. I can only imagine. 13:04.
Sla die pad saam met Ruben Delmas op Groot FM 90.5.